Good evening, children. It's Granny Macduff, ready with a story. So make yourselves comfy, and I'll begin. Once upon a time, in a child's nursery, toys lay scattered about the floor. A money box sat above them all on the top of a very tall wardrobe. It was in the shape of a pig. Made of clay, the pig had a slit on its back big enough so that silver dollars, pounds or pence could fit. The pig was quite full up. In fact, if shaken, it would no longer rattle, for there was no room for the coins to move. To the pig, this was the highest state of perfection. He stood proudly on the wardrobe, looking down upon everything else in the room. He knew quite well that there was enough money inside him to buy up every other toy in the nursery. And so, he had a very high opinion of himself. The toys also thought him of a higher standard, perhaps a lord or a duke, who foresaw the room and all things in it. A doll, beautiful, but quite old, with a mended neck, for the porcelain had cracked a long time ago, rested safely inside a drawer, which was left half open. "Let us have a tea party," she said. All the toys agreed.
"What a wonderful idea," said the wooden horse.
"We should dress as ladies and gentlemen do, with the most proper manners," said the ballerina.
Even the drawings on the wall tilted to and fro in excitement. By now, all the candles had gone out. It was late. The moon had risen and shined through the windows and gave them light.
"We cannot all be noblemen," said the wagon.
"Of course we can," replied the knight. "It's our party. We can do whatever we like, be whoever we want."
The pig was the only one to receive a written invitation, for the toys were worried he would not accept a verbal ask, as he was so high up. Perhaps he could not even hear them. The pig replied that he would be delighted to attend, but only from his own home, for he would not move from the place where he sat. So, the toys built a theatre for the show and made sure it was such that the pig could also see the stage. Then, a disagreement ensued. Some wanted to begin with the play, then have the tea party and conversation to improve their knowledge. Others wanted to begin with the tea party and conversation and then have the play. And so, this was the way it went. The tea was set, complete with biscuits. The horse spoke of racing and training. The wagon told stories of railways and steam engines. The clock talked time and how important it was not to waste it. And so, when all the tea was gone, it was time for the play to begin. All the toys lined up and watched as the puppets performed. They clapped and stomped and cheered. The pig cheered too. He was having such a jolly time. He reminded himself he must leave something to each toy, a token of his gratitude and appreciation. And all at once, his thoughts came true too soon. For the porcelain doll clapped and cheered at the finale of the play so excitedly that she fell over onto the rocking horse. The rocking horse tipped over and landed against the wardrobe with a thud. The wardrobe teetered to and fro, but stayed upright. However, the jolt was too much for the pig, for he toppled from the top and crashed into pieces on the ground. The coins twirled about. Some rolled far away, others fell flat. The poor pig. The toys were beside themselves. "It's my fault," cried the doll.
"It's no one's fault," the rocking horse told her. "Accidents happen, don't they?"
"I suppose," she replied. The pieces of the pig were swept up with a broom into a dustpan and thrown away. Before the toys knew it, a new pig was in the old one's place. But this new one was empty, and so, like the old pig, he could not rattle. And while this is the beginning of the new pig story, we end here with the old pig who loved the play. The end. And now it's time to take a deep breath, close our eyes, so that we may drift off into a world of our own adventure. Good night, children.